some are more passionate and have more time, and then you see that actually as they become more and more regular as months and then potentially years, they kind of get a higher and higher profile. And at that stage, you know, they've kind of been trained in the tone and what is kind of allowed and not allowed. And so they become our biggest advocates, and then they rise to what we call community leaders, where they're looking after their affinities. And you know, we work mostly with volunteers, albeit we've got a paid team clearly that oversee it to ensure that there's nothing, because we want it to be a safe social environment both for our users and our advertisers. But I would argue that they're, you know, to a degree, they self-select, and then you know you can do either remote or online training with you know the rules of the road and how you'd like them to be. But they've been members, so they know how they enjoy the sites, you know, being led.
And I think there's a sort of further point there about being led by the community's you know, actual behaviours and activity in how
they
manage the
time.
Well, you have to learn from the community and what they need and what the norms of behaviour are in order to be able to then continue to support them. So it's about flexibility as well, rather than hard and fast rules from day one that just keep on going. So just before we wrap